Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post, the podcast dedicated to your personal growth and self-improvement. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today we're going to discuss the importance of never stop learning. Our guiding quote for this episode comes from the great philosopher and educational reformer, John Dewey. He once said, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." That's always been one of my favorite quotes about education and learning, and there's a million others that I could have chosen that would easily have gotten the same point across, that the value of learning is something that we should not overlook. Not everyone has the ability to learn or the capacity to learn. So if you do have that ability and you don't use it, it's a very tragic waste. So we're going to explore how embracing lifelong learning can lead to a more fulfilling life and how you can start making positive changes today. So let's dive in. Our world is constantly evolving, and it's really important to keep up with those times, and that means you have to learn what's going on in the world. But more importantly, learning should be seen as a lifelong journey and not just the means to an end for a temporary situation. When you embrace the idea that education is life itself, then you'll realize that learning's not just about acquiring new skills for your job or staying current with the newest technology. It's about your personal growth. It's going to expand your horizons, and it should eventually lead to a more fulfilling life. Lifelong learning is very important for several reasons. First of all, it's going to help you be adaptable. In a rapidly changing world, as I mentioned, learning and adapting are paramount. So continuously learn so that you can be ahead of the curve and be more resilient to change, which of course is inevitable. So embrace lifelong learning. It'll allow you to grow as an individual. It can help you become more empathetic, more understanding and open-minded, give you a different perspective on maybe other cultures or ways of thinking that you never would have thought on your own. But by staying engaged and keeping an open mind and learning new things consistently, it's really going to help you open doors that you didn't even know existed. And don't forget that learning is great for your mental health. It's going to help you stave off cognitive decline. It's going to keep your brain sharp and active for as long as possible. It can also improve your well-being by boosting your self-esteem and your confidence, even giving you a greater sense of purpose because you're activating your brain and taking in new knowledge that excites you and also brings you joy and more fulfillment. Learning is such a great way to work out your brain, just like going to the gym for your body and working on your legs or your back or your chest or your arms. You gotta work that brain out every once in a while too. So now that we know a few reasons why lifelong learning is very important for you, let's discuss a few ways in how you can embrace it in your day-to-day life. First, it's important to set SMART goals. Now, I'm doing air quotes right now, you can't see because I'm not on camera, but SMART is an acronym meaning specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals for your learning journey. So set SMART goals. They're specific. You can measure them. You're able to achieve them. They're relevant for what you're trying to learn or what's important in your life. And time-bound, meaning give them a timeline. So don't just say, well, I'll learn how to play the piano in 30 years because that's not going to benefit you. And let's be real, you might not make it 30 years. So set SMART goals. Seek some new experiences. Put yourself in situations that are uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and are also challenging. So maybe attend that workshop or seminar or conference you're not sure about. Travel around to new places in the world. Expose yourself to different ideas and perspectives, and then soak them in and learn from them. This is a really great way to sort of naturally and organically learn things without having to put your nose in a book and feel like you're being forced to learn. Another great option is to network with like-minded individuals. If you have an idea or a goal that you're trying to pursue, connect with others who share those passions for learning. Maybe join a club or organization, an online community. Certainly millions of those right now with the birth of the internet. So hop on a Facebook group or go to Reddit or find a blog that's really cool to you. And then network with those individuals. Share resources, discuss ideas. You're going to learn from them and maybe they'll learn something from you. Who knows, you might even make a really good friend out of it. And I'd say the most important thing is to actually prioritize some learning. So make learning a priority in your life. And that means you need to schedule some time weekly to do that reading or take that course or pursue your hobbies that are going to help you grow and develop new mental skills. But you have to remember to actually schedule some time. It's not just going to fall into your lap. And if you're like me, it's really easy to push things off. So make sure to prioritize your learning by carving out a little bit of time each day, each week, each month, however much time you can dedicate to it, make sure that you do. The importance of always continuing to learn cannot be overstated. By embracing the idea that education is life itself, just as John Dewey said, will lead you down a more prosperous and fulfilling path. It'll allow you to adapt to an ever-changing world, grow personally and professionally, and most importantly, maintain your mental well-being. Remember, learning is not a destination, it's a journey, so cultivate a growth mindset. Set SMART goals. Seek out new experiences and network with like-minded individuals, and of course, most importantly, make sure to prioritize learning in your life each and every day. Also important to note that learning is a privilege that not everybody has. So if you do have that ability, it's your responsibility to live up to your potential and to use your brain to its maximum capacity. This isn't the olden days when you had to be an aristocrat or come from great wealth to have private teachers and tutors. We have the internet. We live in an age when information is so abundantly available, you can literally answer all of your questions in a matter of seconds right at your fingertips. On a side note, remember that learning and researching are slightly different. Now, they seem very much intertwined, and they are, but you can't always guarantee what you're learning is accurate or without bias. So make sure to really understand how to research to get the information you need and to ensure that it's valid. So for this week's challenge, I'd like you to sign up for a daily reader, maybe a daily email blast or a blog, something that interests you at first, and then spend a few minutes each morning and actually read it. Yes, I know that's the worst part about learning reading, but that's the only way you can truly take the information in. I would also recommend finding some unbiased news sources that you can actually get your daily news from. Now, I don't care if you lean right or you lean left. If you go too far in either direction, you get very biased news that doesn't really give the facts. So I would just look. You can do some research on your own. Again, this is where research comes in handy. But I think it's important to stay up with current events. So find some news sources, some daily readers or email blasts that you're interested in. Sign up for them. Take a little time each day to read them. And if you do that, education will truly be a part of your life. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Head over to themeasuringpost.com, sign up for the newsletter, which could be one of your weekly readers if you're so inclined. And remember that education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself. Until next time, keep on growing and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa signing off.